I'm Elliot Forrest from WQXR. Joining me now is the multiple Grammy Award-winning violinist Mark O'Connor. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me to talk about this broken violin.
Yeah, I read your post on Facebook, and I wish the subject of this call would be a happier occasion. What happened?
Well, I think part of the drama was that I was actually on my way to the stage. It was with the Symphony Orchestra at the Augustana Symphony Orchestra in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And the concert had already started, and my piece was up next, my improvised violin concerto, and I was literally on my way to the stage when the violin fell behind me after I just rested it on the counter just for a second, and it split in two.
Oh.
And so I was trying to recover from, my hands over my eyes in horror as I saw this violin being silenced right in front of me that I had worked so hard on for so many years, babying it. I broke it in. I was its first owner, made for me in 2002, and it got so good. I played my whole heart and soul into it over the years and recorded it and had so many big moments with it. And then I had to go right immediately on stage, play a foreign instrument that I'd not even warmed up on or knew at all.
What did it look like? Was it in pieces or what?
It was a major split across the top, the length of the violin, and then the side was also cracked open, and then there was another second split in the top as well. So it was just completely split in two, basically, and it was hard to look at. But I took that picture and posted it on Facebook, and it went like viral.
I've known you for a long time, and you take that instrument everywhere you go. You never leave it anywhere. If if there's a car somewhere, and we've gone to a restaurant, you take it with you. Do you know exactly? Was it the air conditioning? Did something blow it off? How did it actually fall? Do you know?
The South Dakota public radio station wanted to record the concert, and so the feed for the radio was going to be this little lavalier microphone that I put on behind the bridge. A lot of string players are doing it these days for live concerts or recorded concerts or concerts in big venues. And the problem with these little things is that the cable is so microscopic that you can hardly tell it's there. And I turned around quickly to answer someone's question, forgetting that this cable was sort of stuck to my body and the violin was on the countertop. And it pulled it right off. I'm used to the quarter-inch cables that I kind of grew up playing every time I played electric violin. You can feel those things physically. I mean, they are imposing cables. And so when you turn around, you have an idea of its presence, and especially if it's hooked into an instrument. But these are so thin that I didn't know it was there and had forgotten.
You just pulled it right off. Is it fixable at all?
I just got it to the maker, who's still living and making violins up in Portland, Maine, and he seems optimistic. He said, I can repair everything except a broken heart.
Oh, who's the maker? Can you tell us?
John Cooper. He made this violin, and he's made a lot of violins in his life already. And I've heard from a lot of people who own John Cooper violins from around the world over this. So they're all giving John Cooper good thoughts and prayers to put this thing together again so in a way that it didn't lose any of its beautiful sound that we had developed by playing it so often and for years.
It's kind of none of my business, but is something like this insured?
Yeah, it is. But like I said in the post, it's like, the value to someone else is not the kind of value that you think about when it happens, because the real value is your feelings towards it and your time spent with it.
I have to say, reading your post and hearing you now, it sounds more like grieving than I would have expected of someone to lose a musical instrument. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, I think, it's interesting. I'm 52 now, and I've accomplished a lot in my musical life, 40 albums, written 9 concertos. But it seems like lately, the things that I've been able to achieve and to progress on, you know, they matter more each year. I mean, I think when you're really young, you're kind of invincible, and you feel like you can do anything at any time.
Yeah.
But these days, you take things a little bit more precious, and you have a connection to things that really matter, maybe in a more profound way, and I think that's what happened.
Assuming for just a brief moment that it's not fixable, what do you do now? Are you going to be looking to get a new one? Do you have a second? What's the plan?
Well, my immediate plan would be to go back to the one before this, which is my Viome. But, you know, I had exchanged that for this one on a permanent basis for a reason. So even though it's a beautiful instrument, I feel like psychologically it's going backwards a little bit. But I might play it in the interim. But I might look for another one if this doesn't pan out. You know, if it loses a little bit of its magical quality, I mean, I really need that edge for the profession. I mean, I need that little edge on stage, little edge in the recording studio, both if it's real and perceived. I mean, you have to feel like this is really working for you. I hope it does, and I'm going to report back on the internet and let everybody know how the repair goes. The maker said he was going to take some pictures of it all clamped up for me, so maybe I'll share those.
And in the Facebook post, you told of having this being broken, you turn around and saw it, and you still had to go back on stage. You got a one to play that night from where?
Yes, they took a pause in the concert so a few violinists could come to the dressing room with their instruments, some volunteers to let me try to see which one I could play, and I spent about 10 seconds on each one of them, and luckily the concertmaster also came and volunteered his. His name is Gabe Carlisle, and he had the best violin, and I quickly decided to go with it, and then he borrowed someone from the back of the orchestra's violin, and they sat out. And I went right on stage, and you know, I performed my improvised violin concerto, which takes every bit of ounce of creativity and feeling like you know your instrument, you know the exploration and journey you're about to take of creative discovery. And, you know, at the same time I'm trying to play the piece, I'm also trying to discover this violin that I'm holding in my hands and finding out where the pitches are and the string angles and the spacing is all different. And then you're looking at a daunting 40 minutes of trying to play something that's going to move the audience and have a successful concert night. And all this, you know, spinning through my head at once. It was daunting and overwhelming, and like I said, it was a blur.
I hope it's repairable. If not, I know that you will, you know, find something else. People look forward to hearing you play. Mark O'Connor, thanks so much.
Thank you, Elliot. Thank you.